And now, the life of Mary Southern. Mary has always had the detached attitude of the average woman to stories of gangsters and their hideouts. Naturally, she read about such things in the newspapers, but she never dreamed that she herself would actually visit one of these so-called hideouts. And yet, that's where she is today. This is how it happened. Mary came to Chicago to see Dr. DeRoy, a famous specialist, to try and persuade him to visit Phyllis, her husband's crippled sister. However, the doctor was about to leave America for his home in Switzerland, and Paul Hoffer, his secretary, told Mary it was impossible to see him. As Mary left the hotel, she met Cheney, a gambler who was wanted by the police. Cheney was in Sanders at the time Phyllis was taken ill. He flew his plane to Chicago for the serum that saved her life, and since then, he has been interested in the invalid girl's welfare. Cheney took Mary to a cheap, obscure hotel, where he has been hiding out, and told her he would help her contact the doctor. Mary begged him not to do anything that would involve more trouble, but Cheney left without making any promises. We aren't sure just what he may decide to do. Let's see what is happening in the doctor's suite at the luxurious Plaza Dearborn Hotel. It's been about half an hour since Mary left the hotel after trying in vain to reach the doctor. Paul Hoffer, his secretary, is seated at a desk writing. The room is quiet, save for the sound of his pen.
Still working, Paul?
Oh, why, Doctor, I thought you had retired.
No, I was sitting by the window, watching the light, thinking.
Oh, but you should be resting. Our plane leaves at 6 and we must arrive very early.
Well, what about yourself, Paul?
I found it difficult to sleep, Doctor. I thought I would ride for a bit.
Yeah, we're both nervous and on edge this last night in America.
I think it is because we are anxious to be on our way home.
Perhaps. Maybe. Some of my unrest comes from another cause. I'm disturbed about that woman who phoned this evening. What was her name again, Paul?
Mrs. Sanders. Mary Sanders, I believe she said.
Yes.
I was very sorry for her. She sounded almost desperate.
Ah, poor woman. Distresses me that I didn't allow her to come up.
Oh, but you are leaving in the morning. You would not have the time to help this girl that she spoke of.
But I might have felt less unhappy if I had seen her.
She may yet be waiting in the lobby, Doctor.
Oh, that's inconceivable. What makes you think that?
If she was there less than an hour ago, the desk clerk phoned and told me.
Well, then call him at once. If she's still there, I shall see her.
Yes, Doctor, right away. Hello? Hello, will you connect me with the clerk, please? No. I desire Mr. Barnes, the information clerk. Yes, if you please. Hello, Mr. Barnes. Is the young woman who wished to see Dr. DeRoy still waiting? Oh, she did leave. Well, thank you very much. Good night. You heard, Doctor. She's gone.
Yes, perhaps it's just as well. I would have had to disappoint her again.
Well, you've had a long day, Doctor. I wish you would retire.
I believe I will. Good night, Paul.
Good night, Doctor. I'll call you early.
You ordered something downstairs, Paul?
No, I didn't. I'll see who it is. Good night.
Evening, pal. Is Dr. DeRoy here?
Why, yes, he is, but he's very busy. What is your name, please?
I don't think you'd know even if I told you. Just tell the doctor's a friend of his.
Oh. Well, I know most of Dr. DeRoy's intimates, and I'm afraid I can't quite place you.
Well, don't waste any time worrying about it. I'll just...
One moment, please. The doctor isn't seeing anyone this evening.
Well, they want to see me, all right. I got something important to tell him.
It's quite impossible to talk to him now. I'll take a message if you desire.
Kyle, you're wasting time. I want to do this in a nice way. I just set aside.
But look here, you can't force your way into this room.
But I am. There's no use waking up the neighbors. You call the doc out here, okay?
Wait. I never heard of such impudence.
Did you speak, Paul?
Dr. DeRoy, there is a man here who insists on seeing you.
Well, Paul, you know I'm not... How do you do?
Don't bawl him out, Doc. He told me all kind of business. What I came about is important.
I don't believe I know you. What's this all about?
Well, a friend of mine wants to talk to you. before I dropped in to drive you over.
I still don't quite understand. You're a total stranger. You desire me to go somewhere with you.
He practically forced his way into our room, Doctor.
Well, you wouldn't have wanted me to stand in the hall, Doc. It's awful drafty out there.
I dislike this intrusion, young man. I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to leave.
Pal, I don't want to have to get sore. This is strictly legitimate. The girl is pretty sick and her case is right up your alley, and that's what we want to talk to you about.
Well, I'm sorry, but I cannot see any patients. I'm leaving Chicago the first thing in the morning.
No, you ain't. You're coming along with me.
How dare you speak to the doctor in that manner?
It is absurd.
Hurry up, pal. Here's your coat. Let's get going.
I shall do no such thing.
Oh, yes, you will, Doc. I don't want to do any special kind of nursing, but if I have to...
Doctor, be careful. I'm afraid he has a gun.
Yeah, you never can tell. I might have. Now, hop in your things and let's get out of here.
Well, I suppose I must.
No, Doctor. Don't go. This man may harm
you. No, pipe down. I just want to take a little sociable drive and talk things over.
What? I have nothing to say to you or any of your friends.
Doc, don't make it tough. I told you before, I don't want to use any special urgency. I want you and me to be nice and friendly, but if you don't want it that way, I'll have to sort of insist. That ain't going to be so plenty. No use speaking. Sit back and enjoy the drive.
I protest. It's outrageous.
Well, personally, I think it's a simple thing. If you just be a nice guy, nothing will happen.
I will be a nice guy, as you say it. You can't break into my rooms and force me to take a ride with you.
Who said anything about taking you for a ride?
Are you mad, young man? I am in your car, am I not? I am riding with you.
That's a different thing. Riding with me is okay, but if I was taking you for a ride, why, that's a road from another cemetery.
I do not understand this gangster jargon.
Ain't that my luck? I kidnap a guy and I've got to explain the rules to him. Well, look, Doc. When a guy gets taken for a ride, it means he's going to get bumped off, see?
What is this, bumped off? What does that mean?
Well, it's kind of a fancy way of saying you're going to be put on the spot.
Oh. What spot?
What spot? Let it lay, Doc. You just sit quiet and do what you're told.
Well, there's very little else I can do, knowing that you're armed.
Well, let's not make any hard feelings. You and I got to be friends.
Friends? You must be insane.
What's so wacky about that? I'm doing you a favor by bringing you over to this place. You're going to have a chance to do something and put a couple of gold stars on your report card.
It's very difficult to follow your line of reasoning, young man.
No, it isn't. Doc, if a guy showed you how to make $1 million, he'd be doing you a favor, wouldn't he?
If that means $1 million, yes, I suppose it would be a favor.
What you're going to do is worth more than $1 million. I ain't so good at explaining these things, and that's why I'm taking you to... Holy smoke!
That sounds like one of your police cars.
Yeah, that's the coppers, all right. I wonder who tipped them off.
I imagine my secretary took care of that.
That's what I get for being careless. I should have taken him along. Well, hold tight, Doc. You're going to travel.
Be careful. Hey, you're going 70 miles an hour.
Don't worry about it, pal. I can go faster than that. I've done plenty of it.
But look out that corner.
You took that in 2 wheels. That's fun, ain't it?
It's magic. You'll kill us both.
Quit worrying about your neck. You got to stop that police car.
Well, you can't. They're right behind you.
I'll spot them, pal. I'm going to duck down this alley now. Hold your hat.
What? We'll never make it.
Now, that ain't the spirit, Doc. Listen, I think we're losing.
You may have avoided capture for the time being, but there's certainly capture sometime.
So what? I ain't the worrying type.
You'll think differently when you're behind bars. Young man, I intend to put you there. You and whoever else is responsible for this outrageous action.
Doc, I ain't afraid of jail. They can do what they want to when they catch me. But I gotta get you somewhere first.
Cheney, weren't you listening to the doctor? He said he intended to put you and whoever else was responsible behind bars. Don't you see that whoever else may mean Mary? Even though she didn't sanction this trip, you're bringing the doctor to her, and he may believe she was a party to the plan. Here's a suggestion that may mean a lovelier smile for you. Brush your teeth with Ipana tonight. Then put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and gently massage your gums. You feel a certain distinctive tang, exclusive with Ipana and massage. And that tangy feeling indicates that Ipana with massage is stimulating your gum tissues, helping to make your gums firmer and healthier. And that's the very basis of strong teeth and a lovelier smile. Don't you agree that you ought to use Ipana? You probably want your children also to use this toothpaste designed for better oral health. Trust this famous way to stronger, healthier gums, cleaner, brighter teeth with Ipana and massage. Today, get Ipana toothpaste. You hear a thrilling chapter tomorrow as Cheney and the doctor arrive at their destination. Mary plays an important part in this exciting episode. It is one you can't afford to miss in the life of Mary Southern. Of one young woman's life by the makers of Ipana toothpaste. Life of Mary Southern, the true-to-life drama of one young woman's love and the daily problems she faces safeguarding the happiness of her loved one. Mary Southern is presented each weekday at the same time by the makers of Ipana toothpaste. Every day on this program, I make a statement that you could prove true or false in 1 minute with a tube of Ipana toothpaste handy. Here is that statement. The first time you use Ipana and massage, you feel a tang, a tingling sensation that is exclusive with Ipana and massage. Now, that's an important statement, and I'll tell you why. That tang indicates that you are giving your gums helpful stimulation, that you are waking up circulation in your gums, just as a brisk rub down wakes up circulation all over your body. And this stimulation helps make your gums firmer and healthier, which should be important to you. Because healthier gums are the very basis of brighter teeth and a more radiant smile. All right then, you'd really like to have proof, wouldn't you? But Ipana and massage makes you feel that distinctive tang, an indication of helpful stimulation. For if you had that proof, wouldn't you want Ipana as the one dentifrice for the whole family? Well then, listen to this free offer. We'll send you a trial-sized tube of Ipana free. We'll put a trial tube of Ipana right there in your own home free. Then, without wasting a penny, you can test Ipana and massage for its exclusive tang as well as for its way of helping clean your teeth to brilliant whiteness. To get your free trial-sized tube of Ipana, just send your name and address to Ipana, I-P-A-N-A, Ipana, in care of the station to which you are listening. Ipana, care of the station to which you are listening. Send for it today. Discover the Ipana way to healthier gums, brighter teeth, a lovelier smile.